Going around like May 5th, 2014 regular board meeting.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, again.
I'd like to call the Village of Round Lake regular Board of Trustees meeting to order at 7:02 p.m. for May 5, 2014. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Newby. Trustee Simon Selle.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wazinski.
Present.
Trustee Trippon, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
May I get a motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of April 21, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Wazinski, seconded by Trustee Clemens. All in favor?
Aye.
Wow. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment? Thank you for your attendance. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes items 5.1, 5.2, and 5.3. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $418,934.99. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending April 20th, 2014 in the amount of $117,155.75. And item 5.3, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Sickich LLP for audit services.
So moved. Second.
Seconded or motion made by Trustee Simon Selle, seconded by Trustee Wazinski. Any discussion? I just had, and I should have called you, Ron, I have one item on the accounts payable. Mid-American Water Line, there was a fee for $160. Was that something that, the only reason that I'm questioning is whoever Mid-America Water Line, was that for a water line repair, which would be more than $160?
Mid-America Water Supply.
Water Supply?
Parts, material suppliers.
So it's a part for a water line?
Yeah.
Okay. I when I looked at it, I started thinking, the water main breaks that we've had, and if there was something that we needed to be throwing at the contractors, and I realized that $160 wouldn't occur any of that repairs. Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Simon Selle?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1. Madam Clerk?
The American Youth Soccer, Organization will be on the corner of 134 Interior Lake between 9 a.m. and dusk on May 10th. And then also on June 14th, they're going to be soliciting donations to use for their national games, and I believe we're going to be handing out Tootsie Rolls. And then just to remind everybody that the village office will be closed Monday, May 26th. I'll say it again the next meeting, but just to let everybody know that the parade will start around Lake Park. Approximately 10 a.m., but the mayor has an update.
Tomorrow there will be a meeting. Last week, may have been a week before. There was information started because of the road construction and all of the detours that heads towards 134. A great amount of concern with public safety. It was bantered around, and the idea came up that we might not have a parade this year because of it. Didn't go over well with any of the communities. Chief Gillette came up with an idea, and this will be discussed tomorrow at the parade committee meeting, about starting the parade in the metro lot behind 8th Tioga County Service, alongside the railroad tracks. This will eliminate Route 134 completely. The parade would actually start off with our ceremony at our memorial, and when that would be finished, we would carefully go across the tracks, go through your vehicles for the parade, and the parade would start at that point. So that's tentative, even that yet, and that will be decided, talked, at least discussed tomorrow, in tomorrow's meeting.
They did say that we're going to get an information packet a week before, so I wanted to get this out there, so thank you very much for the update.
Yeah, I would think if nothing else, you could have the ceremonies. You could still have the ceremonies.
Right.
If you don't have the parade itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that parade route now makes sense to get it off of that heavily congested Route 134. The other thing, and I'll bring this up, I'm just going to mention it, this actually came from an idea of Mayor Linda Soto from Haynesville. And asked if I would be interested in it with adding a name to Cedar Lake between the two memorials, Cedar Lake and the Round Lake Beach Memorial, and add to Cedar Lake Road that it would also be Veterans Memorial Drive. Mm-hmm. And see if we can do this quick enough and actually have it done for the parade, and have a really fun for it. So we're looking into that. I spoke with Paula Trigg. Yeah. I need to speak to Rich about it. I talked to Paula Trigg last week one day, and she believes it could happen in time.
Awesome.
More to tell
some. Awesome. Thank you, sir. That's all for me.
Thank you. Public Works Community, anybody have anything else to add on the agenda? Mayor's comments. I spoke last week about JAWA, and Daryl Blenis and Bill Susi from JAWA has agreed, and Chairman Hill, Rich Hill, Mayor of Round Lake Beach, is the chairman for JAWA. They will be out next week and give us a presentation on everything that I spoke about last week, and the benefits that will provide. Ron has put together an information sheet, and I'll be emailing that to all of the board so you can review it. And any questions that you have, you can call myself or Ron. So take a review on that. We'll get it out to you this week, but on what's the next meeting, the 19th? 19th? On the 19th, JAWA's director will be out here to give a brief history, describe the two events that were talked about, and answer any questions that you may have. Arbor Day, and that happened on Saturday. We just had a meeting. Kudos to everybody involved. Vicki, thank you. All of the workers, all the volunteers, all of the people who donated, we had a lot of fun that day. It was a really good event, and look forward to it just getting better and bigger. And the last thing was thank you, Trustee Clements, for our National Day of Prayer. Last year was our first year, and we quadrupled in size, I would say. There's approximately 60 people that showed up. It was quite a night. It was an emotional night. I thought it was successful, and I look forward to it doubling in size next year. Thank you for all the work that you did, Greg.
Thank you. Thank Trustee Caban, Don, Chief, and Ron, everyone else that helped out and made it happen. That was awesome.
Good night.
Thank you.
I also wrote a prep, well, I didn't write it, but we decided as, first I thought it was promoting an organization, but it's not. We've made a proclamation declaring May of 2014 as Motorcycle Awareness Month. This was adopted and written by a BAIT. Is the BAIT on here? A Brotherhood Aimed Towards Education. Do you want me to read the proclamation?
It's up to you, sir.
You can simply enter it into the record if you...
Center it into the record.
And copies will be available to the audience if you want to come.
But speaking of proclamations, I did write one for the National Prayer Day that has been...
Have it also. Can we get copies of that one?
I will.
Thank you. That was great.
Could we have that entered into the record?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Item 14.3, trustees comments.
Well, I would just say again to all of you that were in the meeting, thank you again. Pat was not in the meeting, so thank you to you, Pat, for Blood Pies and Chief Pet, whatever else we're building over there in parking lot. But that's it. But yes, again, thank you for everybody's help, participation, including the pudding.
Proof is in the pudding.
Might have started something on it.
Come on, energy levels, the health keeps energy level because, I mean, it was so great to see the residents just laughing and interacting, especially with our PW guys with that. That was just really cool to see them really getting to know. So now they can actually leave. The guys in the same call by the truck. So it was a fun event. I had a laugh. I wish it wasn't as windy because I think I have like a little inner ear thing now because of all that wind going into the one ear.
Didn't come out the other one.
It did not come out the other one. So that was awesome. I had a lot of fun. Looking forward to it next year. PW has an open house coming up Wednesday, May 21st from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. So anybody who's willing to go stop by, they got some big fun things planned. Should be a blast. I will be doing my best to be there with my children, who are maybe not the best choice to bring with because they get into everything, but it's actually focused towards families today. That will be great. Just once again, thank you to everybody. It was great. Great time. Look forward to the rest of our events we got going this year.
I'll just reiterate what the mayor said about National Day of Prayer. It was a really awesome event, and those of you who were there know it was emotional for me. Very moving. I was really touched by the outpouring and the reaction that people had and the way people really got into it. It was awesome. And again, I want to thank Chief Gillette and Ron for handling the logistics of it, especially given that they were trying to plan Arbor Day at the same time. We weren't sure which way to go in terms of seating, or we were going to have people in the room, we had to put them in the bays, all this kind of stuff. So it was a lot of discussions ahead of time. It all turned out very, very well. It was very well received. And I also want to thank Trustee Trippon for some great suggestions for next year. I thought those were excellent. And we do look to hope to make it bigger next year, get more pastors involved, more churches, more communities, and just have it keep growing. But I think the people that were there will definitely come back again. Most of them. I know there were some that had challenges with the open prayer, but I think the majority of people that were there really appreciate it. So and I think it's unique. In terms of National Day of Prayer events themselves, most of them are done at a church by a single church, and it's just their church and their denomination. So what we're doing is pretty unique, bringing all of them together and getting them to work together. And they did. They worked well together. And that was pretty great. And if you get a chance to read the mayor's proclamation, you should, because it's excellent. And it was just moving in and of itself. So thank you all again. It's just an honor to be a part of that.
Thank you, Trustee.
I'm going to turn to back off of Greg's National Day of Prayer. I think, Greg, your vision started something pretty spectacular, first. Second of all, it brings the whole community of all of our churches together, which, you know, quite frankly, I think is an awesome feat, to say the least. These pastors that were involved worked very well together, put together an incredible program, and oh my gosh, did you feel the magic? It was incredible. It was really very powerful. And thanks to your vision for that, because it's pretty darn amazing. I do hope we grow. There was a lot of good prayers towards growing and towards helping and praying for our village and for our state and for our country, which I thought was very necessary. So it was incredible. Arbor Day. Wow. I blessed. But so did all the staff. Everybody was just having so much fun. It was so delightful to be a part of that, and the people got involved with it as well, and the mud pies and the cookies were, like, incredible. There was so much conversation in the peripheral from different families, like, where did you get that? What is that? Oh, my gosh, it's a what? And the little kids who just wanted to go back because they wanted more worms, which I just thought was so funny. I mean, it was so catered to kids, and typically, you know, some of the things that we teach, like the animal dashboard, those of us who have been working on that for a good long time are thinking, oh, really? But these kids were like, they're eating worms, and their parents are learning about the animal dashboard. You got so much stuff in one small day that I really give you kudos. It was great. And you guys did a great job on it, too, so kudos to you. And then as being reminded, Squalco next Tuesday, our collection, public works building. What time is it, sir?
8 to 5.
Okay. 8 to 5. Well, just a remembrance on the fact that, as we see them anyway, TVs and electrical appliances and things like that are no longer allowed at your curbside. They will not be picked up. So make some arrangements to get it over to your village public works department. You're actually helping your village because the tonnage is recorded and we get paid back on that tonnage. So it's not a huge money maker and it doesn't do us any good if we don't have people participating in it. So the spread the word is a great way to get rid of those electronics you're otherwise not going to get rid of. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee. Any other business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Simon Sully.
Oh, no,
actually, it was Wazinski. Was it? It just got the same tonight. What was going on there? By Trustee Wazinski. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adjourned at 7:20 p.m.